Welcome. Don't know what's going to come through exactly when we tune in today. I have a sense, as we're here on the cusp of the winter solstice, the full moon, and at the beginning of this moon phase, there was a new moon. The messages were all about letting go into the loving deeps of Kali Ma, the goddess, the dark goddess, who devours what we're not. She devours what we're letting go of. And this whole lunar phase has been a deep invitation to letting go, to allowing who we're not anymore to crumble, to fall from us, like the leaves fall from the trees. And as we enter this, the culmination of this lunar phase, that sense of letting go just seems to be deepening and deepening and deepening. So that the sense I have now is that we're down in the deeps of the soil, where there's who we were and are not anymore, is no longer falling like leaves from our branches, but is composting under the ground. And there are three places to be when there is such profound emphasis on letting go, on that culmination of the year, culmination of our processes and our progress and our story and our trajectory and everything that I feel is like a flower petal. It has a shape of flower petal for me. There are three places to be, and we can be with what's leaving, with what is, or with the truth and the harmony that's rewriting us from within, giving shape to what will be from the here and now. That deeper alignment that's below story, below the theatre play in the externalized holographic projection of our lives. For that play can be seen as a dialogue with consciousness. Our consciousness showing us, what are we working on? What do we need to see? What beliefs are up for renewal? What wounds and emotions have yet to heal? And what traumas have yet to vibrate their way out of our fields and out of our systems? So always we can see what is going on externally, if we choose, as an arena to watch the film of ourselves playing itself out, offering us the gifts that we can pick up for the day. Now, at this time, in this space, in these days before we reach the culmination of the year, that peak of the arc of the sine wave, that is the solstice, if we so choose, we can simply, through intention, this is the sense I'm having at the moment, that through intention, we can just align ourselves through choice. I choose to be aligned with the I that I am, with the highest harmony I am. I choose to allow the new to be birthed from the highest wholeness I am. We can choose to consciously detach ourselves from becoming what's leaving. There's a picture of things that are leaving and destroying and collapsing and dissolving, and we can consciously choose to step out of that and let it go. And as we do that, we don't ignore it. We don't abandon it. Quite the reverse happens. As we choose to align with the loving truth of the harmony that we are, the highest potential for harmony I am in this moment, we rest our whole system, body, heart, mind, fields. We rest our whole system in that loving, calming, equalizing, stabilizing, grounding, harmonic resonance that reminds us right the way through the layers of all we are. Ah, yes, thank you, of course. When I am my most natural, I am this. I am relaxed. I am centered. I am in harmony. I am at peace. These are my natural, deepest resonances, the vibrations at the foundation of beingness itself. And from these vibrations, from this vibratory angle, while the system is remembering deeply, not having to think itself into those places, but feeling itself vibrate with those resonances, because a choice has been made to align with the I am that we are, the most natural self, our wholest truth, whatever that falls into place with words for you as. That's where that depth of safety can be felt. And where those places in us that are holding on to things that they want to let go of, but it's not safe enough to yet. It's not safe to touch on those dark or those hidden or those frightened places that are all constricted, that are all curled up in the cold or curled up against what's happening. When we invite ourselves into that inner warmth, those constricted places can unfurl and we can let go of so much more, perhaps, than when we're really aligning with that I who is fighting, who is hurting, who is really in the experience of the destruction of the old leaving. Now, for each of us, what's leaving is a unique, precious picture. And there's deep honoring in turning to face what's leaving with love, but allowing our heart to really open to those emotional vibrations that want to show themselves as we turn to face what's leaving our realities. What are the old beliefs that are leaving? What are the old heart pains that are leaving? What is a trauma that's leaving our body? And what is a trauma that's vibrating its way out of our fields? So where is there pain in our experience that's moving through us right now? And turning to face that, having aligned ourselves with love, allows us to meet those hurting, unfurling parts of ourselves with a deep compassion. A deep, loving, unconditional compassion for the love says always, I understand. Of course you would be feeling like this. Yes, I see you are hurting. I am sorry for your hurting. And love allows that hurting to have its space, to breathe, to unravel, to show itself, its shape. That could be internally or that could be playing out externally. But love embraces the pain in us that's transforming at this time with a deep allowance. It doesn't try and make it not be happening. It does not judge it. It does not try and stop it. And it cannot be hurt by it. The love that we are cannot be hurt by the pain that is unraveling and transforming in us at this time. It does nothing to fear from it, but it can meet it. So this is what is meant with the invitation through a simple intention. We don't have to know how to become the love we are. We don't have to worry that, well, I can't feel the love I am right now. This does not matter. If we make an intention and a choice, yes, okay, I choose to align, please, with that I that is love. That is enough. And our experience will unfold in these moments as it's going to. It will unravel as it's going to. But we are resting ourselves more gently in that place of letting go of control, surrendering ever more deeply, even more of what we're not. And as that more of the what we're not lets go and crumbles like rich earth and soil, there is spaciousness opens up. Wherever we've let go. Now, all of these transformations, collectively, there is a huge wave of transformation in the collective field that's focused in the physical dimension. So we're a lot of us having very deeply physical experiences, and yet we can meet these physical experiences just as we would meet internal emotional experiences, internal inner consciousness, inner process work experiences, or the arena that's external is one with the internal arena. What's going on inside us and what's going on outside us can be seen as inseparable. We can place a separation on it. We can say, oh, I have one set of rules for working on my internal processes in consciousness, my emotions or my thoughts, my beliefs. But when it's physical, I don't work that way. I have another way of doing things because I don't believe I'm bringing the light and the love of all that is. I don't believe it extends all the way into my physical circumstances. And the invitation this year has been to open to the possibility even more deeply than we already have. That, of course, the light of unconditional love embraces every part of us and what is going on in our external experience is as much a part of us as our internal world of thoughts and emotions and feelings and energies. And so, of course, love can also embrace our physical circumstances. And as we are invited to align with that perspective of being the love we are, the I who knows itself as one within all that is connected, we are invited to bring that unconditionally loving and compassionate perspective to our own responses to our physical experiences, to our external experiences, to everything we see when these eyes are looking outwards into our world or the world. This generic world that apparently is not our world, it's the world. It's all how we relate to it is our world. That's part of us. How we experience it and respond to it, that's our domain, and we have ownership of that. And our taking ownership for that is our pathway to sovereignty. It's a certain pathway to sovereignty, owning our responses to what we see around us. Empowers us. Empowers change and feeds transformation globally. It's like the cell in the body taking responsibility for functioning as fully as it can in the way it really wants to, in the most natural way for it. And there's been such a strong emphasis this year on our opening to allow our natural truth, our authentic truth, our unique frequencies to be where we sit, what we vibrate with, what we allow to project into our experience, and where we create from, so that each of us is standing in our truth. So we're invited now just to drop into a more meditational space. Take a few moments here and now, as long as we want or as short as we want. Let the outside world fall away for these moments. Making the intention to turn the outer facing eyes inwards and drop them into the seat, the heart and seat and center. As though part of us were reclined here where our heart is beating. Opening to notice the physical sensations happening in the chest here, not naming them. Not trying to understand them as such. It's opening to feel. And even if we don't feel anything, that is something to notice. And from here, opening to notice that movement of breath in the body. The subtle flows of movement in the body perhaps aren't even connected to the breath, perhaps they are. Again, not making meaning out of this, but opening to notice what's there. Allowing for the possibility that in our heart space, as though we're reclined here, in the back of this space, there's a doorway, a gateway to the infinite of all we are and all that is beyond all that we are. Just perhaps this is there. We don't need to do anything about it in this moment. Stay with the breath, the rhythm. The heartbeat. As though this heartbeat were like a drum beat. Our drum beat, our rhythm. In this space is no one else's, nothing else, just ours. And as we breathe in, we can imagine we're breathing in from within into our heart space. And what we breathe in is a quality from the infinity of love itself, of the all of I, the all of everything. We don't need to know what that quality is. Our system knows, our intelligence knows what is for us in this moment. We've chosen where to align with the I that I am, with the I who knows itself as one within all that is. Or you could just say, with our most natural self. And in this moment, because we have chosen where to align and we have dropped into our center, open to the possibility that we are breathing in from the infinite, a quality comes and it is what we need. It is what is for us here and now. It circulates. Just as the blood is circulated through the body, the quality we breathe in from within, from the all that is circulated within us. Finds its way to where it's for. And just as the next heartbeat comes without our forcing it, so the next inward breath comes without our forcing it. And so this continues. And just as we breathe in what's for us, what's not can fall inwards. We can make that conscious intention to allow it, if we choose. Allow what's not to fall inwards. This composting of the self. What we let go of becomes what nurtures what we're going to grow into. We don't need to know what it is that we're letting go of. That's another thing we can relax and let go of. Let go of the need to know what's leaving. It's as easy as breathing. Plants do this. All of everything does this all the time. We are just dropping into that breath of creation and renewal. Allowing ourselves to sit in the here and now. It's a natural process, and it's taken care of. In this moment, we know that I am enough. I have done enough. I have enough in this moment, for this moment, I am enough. I let go. And just breathe here for some moments, as long as we feel to, or we can come back out when we want. It's not a letting go of the mind, it's a letting go in the fields of consciousness, very much a body field, of consciousness at this time. Perhaps we feel vibrations in the body, perhaps we don't, perhaps we open to notice sensations in the whole body now, not needing to find any, not hunting anything down. Perhaps there's nothing to notice, and that can be something to notice. And as we feel we want to come to a close, we can make the intention to bring attention back to the heart and center if it had wandered off, to open to notice the physical sensations here, even if there's not much to feel, and invite those resonances of gratitude and celebration to be here now. Not trying to feel gratitude or trying to feel celebration, but inviting them to be here. They'll be in the system somewhere. We're just inviting them to be here as well. And perhaps they will, perhaps they won't come, just like any other guest when we invite someone. But whatever does come, we allow it. It's not the shape of gratitude, we allow it. It's not the shape of celebration, we allow that too. What does come gets to be here. And just breathe with what is here and here and now, not naming it, not trying to work out what it is that's with us now and how we feel. Silently thanking whatever is in our heart space for showing up, even if we didn't notice much, it's no big deal. Bowing our heads to the sovereignty of ourselves, to the love that we are, and to the I who knows itself as one within all that is. And perhaps when we see each other in these coming days, we can remember to bow our heads to that same self, present, everywhere and in everyone, that love of all that is. There is nowhere it is not. And beyond all the stories of what we become to each other, what we mean to each other, what we make each other mean to ourselves, beyond all those stories, there is love that we have asked to dance with us in a certain way, to take a certain shape, to perform something so that we can see something more clearly that's within ourselves. And we can honor that play in that face, but remembering, perhaps touching down in that remembering, under it all is love that has a natural shape. Perhaps that natural shape isn't what we've asked it to be for us in that moment. Perhaps it's more loving than we could ever imagine. Perhaps it just is. Perhaps it's like us. And where we see opposites and enemies, perhaps what we're really seeing is stories ending. And under them all, we are that oneness that we've all come from. Just perhaps. Thank you. Today, these are the words that come. Thank you for being with them. I love you.